This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu has urged citizens to imbibe the ideals of the Constitution in their behaviour, fulfil their fundamental duties, and work towards achieving the national goal of a developed India by 2047. Addressing a grand event organised at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi to mark the Constitution Day yesterday, President Murmu described the Indian Constitution as a living and progressive document through which the country is achieving the goals of social justice and inclusive development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated India's resolve to give a befitting response to any terror organisation challenging the nation's security. Mr. Modi was addressing the Constitution Day celebrations at the Supreme Court yesterday. The Prime Minister said that the Constitution has lived up to every expectation and need of the country and serves as the guiding light for citizens. Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, said, "The nation honours this historic occasion not merely as a celebration of adoption of the Indian Constitution, but as an ode to a living and breathing document." President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a four-day visit to Tamil Nadu starting today. She is scheduled to address the faculty and student officers of the Defence Services Staff College, Wellington, later today. India has urged authorities in Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of Hindus and all minorities, including their right to freedom of peaceful assembly and expression. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, said, "It has noted with deep concern the arrest and denial of the bail to spokesperson of Bangladesh, Sammilit Sanatan Jagran Jodh Chinmay Krishnadas." Meanwhile, in Bangladesh, law enforcers charged batons and fired sound grenades on devotees and followers of ISKCON Pundrik Dham, who had gathered on the premises of Chittagong Magistrates Court demanding the release of their leader. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that the Digital Life Certificate, DLC, introduced for the convenience of pensioners and elder citizens has crossed the record of 1 crore mark in the ongoing DLC 3.0 campaign. Dr. Singh said this landmark will go a long way in bringing ease of living for elder citizens and live up to the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi as expressed by him in the recent episode of Mann Ki Baat. Andhra Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Pawan Kalyan met Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan in Delhi yesterday and sought increased funding under MGNREGA for rural development projects. He proposed additional workdays under PM Awas Yojana and urged flexibility to use the scheme funds for constructing panchayat office walls, crematoriums and drinking water projects. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu revealed plans last night for a US-brokered ceasefire agreement with Lebanon, marking a potential turning point in the regional conflict. The proposed deal requires both Israeli forces and Hezbollah to withdraw from South Lebanon over 60 days, with Hezbollah repositioning north of the Litani River, approximately 30 kilometers from the border. The Lebanese National Army and UN peacekeeping forces would fill the resulting security vacuum. Lebanon's foreign minister has already expressed support for the agreement, while the Israeli cabinet is expected to formally approve the measure. Russia today expelled a British diplomat after accusing him of allegedly spying. Russia's foreign ministry alleged that the British diplomat intentionally provided false information to enter the country as a cover for espionage work, thereby violating Russian law. As per state media TASS reports, the foreign ministry subsequently revoked the diplomat's diplomatic accreditation and ordered him to leave Russia within 2 weeks. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri said yesterday that Russia has become the largest supplier of crude oil to India, accounting for more than 35% of the country's imports. In the Pro Kabaddi League, PKL, Dabang Delhi and Patna Pirates played out a thrilling 39-39 draw at the Noida Indoor Stadium last evening. In another match, the Tamil Thalaivas convincingly defeated the UP Yodhas 40-26. Today, the Haryana Steelers will take on Puneri Palton, while the Bengal Warriors will face the Gujarat Giants in Noida. The Haryana Steelers currently lead the PKL standings at 51 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.